Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As the conflict in the Middle East continues, plenty of anecdotal reports of hikes to consumer bills and home heating plans and queues at the petrol pumps yesterday. What did you experience, though? Dara Cassidy is the head of communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, well, have the prices officially increased since the weekend?
Hi, Andrea. Some of them have, although I don't think they should have. We have, over the past 2 or 3 days, seen the price of a barrel of oil go up by around maybe 25 euros. So it was trading at around $60. Now it's up at $85. So that is a big increase. Mm. But usually it takes about 2 or 3 weeks for increases on wholesale markets to feed through into the forecourt. And it's even longer when it comes to electricity bills and gas bills, which we can talk about maybe a little bit later. But there has been reports online that already some forecourts and some stations have begun to hike their petrol and diesel prices, which to me just seems like profiteering. There's absolutely no way a war that only started 2 days ago should already be leading to price increases. So I think that is a little bit disappointing. Mm. As I said, usually you're looking for petrol and diesel at a lag of around maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe even slightly more. But the longer the conflict goes on, and we don't know how long it's going to last for, unfortunately, the likelihood of people seeing their petrol, diesel, home heating oil, and potentially gas and electricity bills go up does increase. But it really just depends on how long things continue as they are.
So roughly around 2 to 3 weeks before we should expect to see officially those increases at the petrol forecourts. And then for the likes of our home heating, when should we expect to see that?
Home heating is kind of similar, to be honest. There usually should be a short lag. But again, we are seeing online some reports of some oil companies already beginning to hike their prices. And, people haven't gotten oil directly from the Middle East within the space of 24 to 48 hours. So nobody should really be increasing their prices just yet. So I think it is, unfortunately, a case of a few unscrupulous dealers and forecourts hiking their prices. But
087-1400-106, Dara, we want to hear some of those experiences today. And do you know, typically, what sort of reserves would the likes of your petrol pump, your forecourts and home heating companies, what kind of reserves would they have typically?
Well, usually maybe up to 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, they might get deliveries much sooner, but from a country point of view, the wholesalers here would have several days and maybe even 2 or 3 weeks in some cases worth of reserves. They're not down to the last barrel of oil and then buying it immediately from the wholesale markets and being faced with increased prices. So this is why there's always a little bit of a lag. I would just say as well, just when we're talking about increases in prices on wholesale markets, so a lot of your listeners might hear about the price for barrel of oil going up 30% or 40%. That does not mean that the price of a litre of petrol and diesel is also going to go up by 30 or 40%. And this is because now, when you go to fill up your car, only around 50% of the price for a litre of petrol and diesel actually goes towards the forecourt and the distributor. The rest is made up of taxes and charges and excise duty. And that, thankfully, isn't really going to change. So like a very, very crude metric would be that if the price for a barrel of oil went up by 30%, the price at the pump would only go up by around maybe 15%. So that's just something for people to bear in mind. But I do think the government will come under a little bit of pressure if this conflict does continue. To introduce something, or just not even to introduce something, Andrea, to deduct something, just to not put so much excise duty and charges on a litre of petrol and diesel. Because as I said, 50-55% of the price at the pump goes towards the government, which is a huge amount of money when you think about it.
Stay with me, Dara, if you can, for a few moments. 1800-453-106 is the number. Listener got in touch to say they ordered oil from their local supplier in County Kilkenny yesterday and they wouldn't give them a price or even a delivery date. They were actually put on a list, Dara. They weren't even given a price just yet.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing that as well. Maybe just trying to see where things are going. But certainly any supplier that has oil in the country, and a lot of them will do, they should be able to give a price, I think. And not to keep labouring the point, I do think there has just been a little bit of profiteering going on from some of the suppliers. If we're still here in 2 or 3 weeks, absolutely some price increases would be justified. But I just think some of what's happening at the moment is people just taking advantage of a bad situation.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Keep those texts coming into us. Stay with me, Dara, if you can, for a few moments. I think we have Chris with us on the line. Chris, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Good, not bad. So have you noticed an increase in your home heating oil or your petrol at this stage?
I've noticed an increase for the last couple of years. I mean, they're scaremongering us now that it's going to go up because of the Iran war, right? Four years ago, the price of petrol was 120. In 2022, the price of oil was 80 cents. Or 2021, sorry, the price of oil was 80 cents a litre. Or 80 cents, or $80 a barrel, the same as it is right now. It hasn't gone to 85 yet. I was just checking the prices there while you're on the phone to your man. Why, if the price is the same now as it is in 2021 for a barrel of oil, is it 50 cents dearer for a litre of oil at the tank, at the pump? That's the first question I want to ask. Now, as your previous caller said, he mentioned that 50% of what you're paying is taxes. I want to give you an idea of the actual breakdown of them taxes, right? So for every litre you buy of petrol, the excise duty is 54.18 cent per litre. Then you've got 18.74 cent per litre of the carbon tax. The NORA levy is 2 cent per litre. And the Better Energy levy is 0.12 cent per litre. And that is before the 23% VAT levy that is on the rest of the fuel after them taxes are on top. So not counting the VAT levy, that puts the average price, where's it gone? 75 cent of every litre of petrol you are buying is going straight into the government. The government are currently making record profits off fuel and oil and have been for the last 4 years.
Why can't they take the hit? The different charges and all that comes with it. And Dara, like you were just making that point, and fair play, Chris, you've obviously spent some time, you know, crunching the numbers there as well and looking at the bills. But is there anything the government can do, Dara, even in this, you know, quick interim period to reduce some of those, four different charges and levies that Chris talked about?
Yeah, no, I would say the point that Chris is making around why is the price at the pump so much higher if the price for a barrel of oil is relatively similar. Partly the reason is because taxation has gone up, so the government has kept on increasing the carbon tax. So that's adding to the price at the pump. And you also do need to take into account the exchange rate as well. Oil is denominated in dollars, so depending on what the exchange rate, that can have an impact on the price that we pay. But there is easy things that the government can do, and we saw the government do it a few years ago when we were at the height of the war in Ukraine, and that is to just reduce some of the charges that are on petrol and diesel. They could reduce excise duty overnight if they wanted to, and to try and ease pressure. I do think that €2 a litre mark is quite a psychological leisure for a psychological mark for a lot of people. And I do think that if prices get above that, the government may need to look at reintroducing some of the measures that took a few years ago.
The forecourt texts are already coming in. Petrol in my own local forecourt has gone up 3 cents per litre since Saturday. Last week, I bought 500 litres of kerosene for €480. And today in Kerry, 500 litres is £650. Kieran is on the line. Kieran's joining us as well, Chris and Dara. What did you notice at the forecourts yesterday, Kieran?
Yeah, Andrea noticed that there was no kerosene left. I arrived up with my barrels there yesterday, and I got about 70 litres into the barrel, and next thing it was just air coming out.
Just ran out?
Yeah. There was no kerosene left in the place at all. The pump attendant was saying that he hadn't seen a busier day, and that there had been a queue maybe two or three deep all day long of cars coming in to get all sorts of fuels.
So they were going in advance or with an expectation that prices were going to increase, two and three deep lines of cars, and as a result of that, they actually ran out.
They ran out, absolutely, yeah. Unbelievable, yeah. People are just trying to be prepared. I suppose it's what we've seen disruption in the Middle East a couple of times. Like, we know how it's going to go. I can't really fault people for wanting to be a bit prepared, you know?
No, and obviously that is, I mean, even since this all sort of kicked off on Saturday, like the result of that is already laid bare at the forecourts, as you witnessed yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And now, to be fair, the prices hadn't changed where I was. They were the same as they were a fortnight ago, but just a very marked difference in the amount of people that were there to get their fill. Because we're still in spring. It could get cold yet.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what it was like where you were this morning, but when I certainly was leaving the house, it was actually quite frosty, you know, leaving this morning. I can imagine a lot of people had heating on in their home from early morning. Sheila's with us too. Kieran, thanks for that. Sheila, you run Clark's XL shop in Ballina in County Mayo. Well, have you kerosene at the moment, or have you ran out like Kieran told us?
No, thank God, we haven't run out of everything. We're holding tight here at the minute, but we haven't had any queuing or panicking or anything like that. So we're keeping it quite cool here in the West.
Yeah, okay. So what have you noticed in terms of products that you're buying in? I mean, is there a shortage? Have you noticed hikes so far?
There hasn't been any shortages, but the price has been on a steady increase over the last week. Like our wholesale price of diesel has gone up 10 cent in the matter of 7 days. We're not pulling numbers out of thin air. While you may have some unscrupulous characters out there, the price at the pump is actually driven by the wholesale price of what we're buying. People seem to think that the fuel in the ground is, you know, that the price can vary. But once it goes into the ground, it doesn't change price. So whatever we pay for the tanker load coming in, we have to get our margin back on that, which is very, very small, I may tell you. So it's quite frustrating, actually, to hear. And the other thing, while Chris had done his very detailed breakdown on the costs, I think what some people don't realise as well is there's been an increase in the amount of biofuel going into your fuel mix at the pump, which is also adding to the cost of the price per litre.
And how does that add to it, Sheila?
Because it's more expensive. So you'll see all your petrol has gone from E5 to E10. I can't remember the numbers on the diesel, but it's part of the EU carbon
emissions reduction.
So the biofuel is being increased, the percentage biofuel is being increased in the mix all the while. And that actually adds to our maintenance costs then as well, because it means our filters and pumps have to be serviced on a more frequent basis. So that isn't done for free either. So there's a lot of overheads. We have dangerous substance license compliance for revenue, our revenue licenses. There's an awful lot of overheads that people don't realise that actually go into selling fuel. And the margin is the tightest it has ever been. So we have to be reactive to the market prices. We can't sit on price increases because it's just not in it.
So just explain to us then, Sheila, right, from your own perspective there, and you have a petrol forecourts and shop, isn't that right, in
correct,
where you're based in Mayo? So so when you're ordering in, say, right, the batch that you have of fuel there at the moment, when that's been ordered, when did you order that? Like, how long is it there in reserve?
That was ordered on Friday. It was delivered on Saturday.
Right. So the turnaround time is less than 24 hours.
We normally every 7 to 10 days we get a load in. So as I said to you, in the last 7 days, the price of diesel has gone up 10 cent.
So it already went up by that. So the delivery you got on Saturday already had a hike increase even prior to this kicking off, and we'll say across the UAE Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning. So that means the prices for your next batch in 7 to 10 days time, are they out yet?
No. It's every day. The price changes every day.
Yeah. So you don't know what it's going to be in a week's time.
We don't know what it's going to be in a week's time. We won't know until the day before we order. And it could, do you know what I mean? It's that dynamic. So we could lose or gain, if you will, depending on whether the price is going up or down. Because if I order on Friday and the price goes up, then, okay, I get the benefit of that. But then if I order and the price comes down, well, I'm at the loss of it. So it swings and roundabouts in that regard. But at the moment, it is trending up. So anyone who has a fuel card would want to be watching their agreements with their fuel card companies and making sure that that's not being shifted on them without their knowing. The fuel card pricing is more stable than the pump pricing, just to clarify on that one.
So the fuel, just give us that again, the fuel card pricing.
People, corporate companies that are you know, they have direct agreements with oil companies, so they pay with a fuel card as opposed to a credit card or a debit card, and they negotiate the price that they pay. So it has not a direct bearing on the pump price at all. So just a word to the wise, anyone with a fuel card, to keep an eye on that one.
So without naming, we'll say, right, companies or providers out there, but just to throw one or two of our listeners examples, Sheila, to you. This texter says, I ordered 500 litres of kerosene last week at €496. Today, that very same amount is €650. Does that sound about right to you then?
I don't have prices on kerosene, Andrea. I don't know how we work off a different basis for home heating and agricultural diesel than we do for road fuels. We only get daily price updates on the road fuel. So I'm at the mercy of the suppliers when it comes to the kerosene and the gas oil as well. I just have to phone up on whatever it is on the day. That's what I have to pay. So.
Listener just drove by their local garage. They don't say where. Yesterday, 1.72 for diesel. Today, that's 1.79. Another listener tells me the oil producers, the shippers, the retailers, they're not charities. They're businesses. If you don't like the prices, don't pay, says this listener. A lot of our texters will be very annoyed about that, Dara Cassidy.
Potentially. But just listening to your previous caller, I do reiterate, I do think some of the increases that we're seeing so quickly at the pump are just a little bit dubious. And I'm not saying it's necessarily maybe on the forecourt side. Maybe it's further up the supply chain on the wholesale price or the wholesale market within Ireland. But I do think that's something to be looked at, because I think previously when we've had conflicts in the Middle East, it has taken slightly longer than 2 days for the price increases to pass through, to motorists. So maybe something for the government, another job for the government to look at.
Is it a case, Sheila? I'm sure that you and many other forecourt providers probably wouldn't mind, actually, you know, as you explained there to us today, going through how these prices are arrived at.
Oh, well, I'm just to highlight for Dara, that 10 cent increase I talked about, 7 cent was between yesterday and today. And as I said, that's wholesale on diesel ex-VAT. So, you know, people, you have to bear in mind, Andrea, that the forecourt retailer is at the bottom of the food chain. We are at the very, very bottom of the food chain. And we are just trying to cover our costs when it comes to selling fuel. Fuel is a very high cost, low profit item. Put it in with tobacco. There's no money in them. So we have to be reactive. We have to be able to cover our overheads. We have to be able to pay our staff, get our licensing, keep the lights on. You know, we really are. So, you know, it's always easy to point the finger at the retailer in the first instance. But at the end of the day, we're at the bottom of the food chain. Look higher up. And I think Chris's points were excellent. Look higher up. The government did drop duty. They had to go to the EU to get permission to do it. But they did drop excise duty, and
maybe that's something to look at, and they might come under pressure about that. John, you just wanted to make a quick point on this with regards to your home heating oil, is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I filled my tank back in January and I got 95 cents at a litre, which is kind of what I have been for approximately 2 years. Now, when I woke up on Saturday and heard the news, I went out, checked the tank, and there's enough room for maybe 500 litres. So I said, okay, if this escalates, I'll order some diesel. So I checked it there and then with my usual supplier, who would be one of the big nationwide suppliers. And it was 102. And that's like, yeah, that's okay, because, you know, it's not a huge increase from 95 cents. And then went out of my head and I didn't do anything about it. And then last night, I was just watching the news. And obviously, it was coming through that bombing was getting worse. And Trump was saying it's the last, you know, could last weeks, whatever. So I said, bloody hell, I better order some oil. So I went and it was up to 119. And that was
from 102,
you know, from 102 on Saturday.
Well, that just tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? The price and the hike is there already. Similar to this texter, John, listener tells me they were in County Limerick Sunday morning, diesel at 8:30 in the morning. It's gone up from 1.81 cent up 10 cent within just 12 hours. And finally, another texter ordered agri diesel and road diesel yesterday. It's almost up 20 cent since Friday. A very worrying time for farmers as well. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Have you experienced home heating, petrol changes? How are you affected by the conflict in the Middle East? It's going to affect us all, no question about that. Dara Cassidy, communications at bonkers.ie. Chris, Kieran, Sheila there from Clark's shop in Ballina in Mayo, and John in Dublin. Emails lunchtime live@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.